Hey everyone, welcome back. This is Rhianne Benson and you're listening to my weekly podcast. Still chatting about songs on the album and we're working our way up. Today we're going to talk about a song called You Always Know. This is one of the more up-tempo songs on the album and has much more of a sort of traditional R&B feel to it. This song I wrote with Carlos as well.
Yes.
And once again, I was inspired by Carlos's amazing guitarist. I think I remember you telling me that you had just been in a session with another writer, an artist who did kind of like a Rafael Siddiqui R&B song that you were raving about at the time you played it for me, and then I started raving about it. I forget the girl's name, but
Sonna.
There we go, Sonna. Yeah,
man, you're right.
It was a great song.
Yeah,
really
can
song.
We talk? Yeah.
There we go.
You're right.
And I say, you know what? We should do something a bit like that. You know, just sort of like a fun throwback R&B song. You know, just with great old guitar riffs through,
yeah.
And a good solid beat. And so then you came up with a riff.
That's right.
Now, can you remember this riff?
I think so. Yeah, it's something like.
Exactly. That was it. And it was just, it just reminded me of a lot of the stuff that I grew up listening to, you know, and started throwing together lyrics. It's very warm, those chords. And
right.
So it kind of made me think about being close to someone,
okay.
You know, and what it is, those magical things about relationships that mean the most. And one of the things for me is, your partner anticipating what's on your mind,
okay.
And knowing before you do how you're feeling or what's bothering you, and just being right there in the zone with you, that sort of special intimacy in a relationship.
Yeah.
And I thought it was worth writing a song about. So that's what we did. We threw down a demo over, I think it was a couple of days, basically, did a rough, you edited overnight,
yeah.
And then I came back in, and once again, lots of really lush harmonies.
That's
in
right.
The chorus, which you really helped with as usual. So this was basically the demo that we started with, and of course it became something completely different for the album, because that's just what I do, but I still really like this version a lot, and so here you go, have a listen. Just thinking, it reminds me so much of, you know, like Loose Ends,
yeah.
You know, there's so many great British soul artists who sort of had a sound very much like that and inspired me a lot. With the album version, Jonas and Daniel, of course, agreed completely that it needed to be presented in that electronic way, but where you'd still get the hookiness of it and obviously the soulfulness of it, but just make it a bit sharper, much like the rest of the album. I'm going to play a little bit of the album version, instrumental. Just your... So he actually ended up kind of putting a little sample down there, a little piano sample. It became much more sort of hard and hip-hoppy. Feels a little bit more up-tempo, we sped it up.
Yeah. It's in line with what's happening now, it's current.
I think it sounds a bit fresher.
Yeah.
It definitely sounds fresher, but you know me, I still love my old versions too. Anyway, as you say, we just busted out at shows, that's what we have to do. This is You Always Know, enjoy! Oh, baby, I got something to say. Feeling it for so long, you amaze me in every way. And I'm not good at showing. We go through our ups and downs like everybody does. Somewhere down this road, I'll outside the real goal. You know what's going on with me before I do. You know what's going on with me before I do. Maybe we're connected, babe. Think that we're selected, babe. I don't ever wanna lose ya. You always know how you do it when I feel alone. How you do it, what you do. You lift me up. How you do it, and you always know. Don't know how, but you always know. I didn't understand what you meant to me.